Raheem Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And right now, a winter storm is organizing with locally heavy snowfall from western Nebraska across Wyoming into northern Colorado and back across Utah. Important to those areas, of course, and important to the rest of us because that's the genesis of a new spring-like storm that will warm up and generate showers moving very quickly eastward from the lower Mississippi Valley up the Appalachians to some icy precipitation over northern New England. Then a new area of low pressure will develop along the Gulf Coast and keep many of these same areas in the southeast wet and significant travel delays too. Though the immediate east coast tomorrow will be dry, just clouds thickening for showers later, and dry behind the front across the Great Lakes, Dallas will be dry too, up to 71. Nothing on the plains tomorrow, but that changes Tuesday. Isolated showers over the Rockies and cooler, and rain and higher elevation snows Pacific Northwest. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email BigJohnWeather@gmail.com. That gets you to me. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, listen, you're going to want to stick around for Florida stories coming up. Let's see what I got here. I got a pedophile, two dead horses, hospital workers sucking toes. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just a typical week coming up on Florida stories.
The great James Parker was generous enough to guest star for us last week. Thank you, James Parker. You did a spectacular show. Everybody says so. Everybody kind of whispered to themselves, he was better than Walter, much better than Walter. Jared Dillian. Jared Dillian is a very important guy because he predicted to the day when the stock markets would hit their peak last week. He predicted it to the day because he knows what he's doing, and he's a street guy. He's not some guy in a suit. This is a guy who was on the streets of Connecticut as a kid, worked his way up through the Coast Guard, and has never lost his sense of street. He doesn't belong to some fancy financiers, clubs. He hangs around. He hangs around the mall, and therefore has never lost sight of what matters to you and me. Jared Dillian, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. How did you know when the market was going to hit its peak last week? How and what day did you predict that?
Yeah, thanks. It was actually like, it was the week before, it was Friday. And usually I'm a little more humble about that, but I actually did do that. That's exactly what happened. So basically, there was just an abundance of bullish sentiment. People were just overly optimistic. And I felt like it had reached a crescendo, and I felt it was time to go the other way. So.
And where did you announce it? How do we know you were the guy?
If you go on Twitter, if you dig through my stream a little bit, you'll see the tweet from, I think it was Friday the 21st of February.
What's your Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Daily Dirt Nap.
At
Daily Dirt Nap.
Thank you. Yeah. Jared Dillian is a really smart guy. Because unlike these Wall Street clowns who are always shocked and surprised that things happen, he predicts successfully more often than most. And that's why Wall Streeters pay a lot of money for his newsletter, because he usually gets it right. Now, say it again. What day did you predict the top of the market when everything was going to, from the day from which everything was going to go down? What day did you predict that? And what was the day that it happened?
Yeah, it was Friday, February 21st, and the first day that the market kind of crashed was Monday the 24th.
All right. That's Jared Dillian. He predicted what they called the top of the market. Now, what I find shocking and amazing is all I see on the news all this weekend is about a virus that almost nobody's going to catch. Therefore, what I keep looking for is news about the market and the 401k and what's going to happen with my money. In the 401ks, in savings accounts, what should I do?
Well, hopefully what you had done before this all happened was you had an asset allocation that was more heavily weighted towards bonds. So you had about one part stocks versus two part bonds. And that's what I preach to people all the time. 35-65 asset allocation. If you don't have that, if you had mostly stocks or 100% stocks and you just lost 11% in the last week, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a bounce this week, starting with tomorrow.
All right. That is the extent of my financial knowledge. Therefore, I have two other questions. Two other questions, yep, which puzzles most of us. What's the deal with William Devane? Why does William Devane know about gold? Why does William Devane think that he should tell me to buy gold? What I don't understand about companies that sell gold on TV is I thought I could buy gold from a Federal Reserve Bank. Can I not buy gold from a Federal Reserve Bank?
No, you haven't been able to do that since 1971. I mean, buying gold isn't necessarily a bad idea, but I would not buy gold from anybody who sells it on TV. I would not buy it from anybody who solicits business. There are some reputable online bullion dealers. If you do a little searching, you'll be able to find them. I'm not sure I want to endorse anybody right now, but you can find some reputable gold dealers online.
And the other thing I like about you, there are a lot of pundits on the radio who say, get out of debt and be a good Christian. Get out of debt and be a good Christian. I'm like, what? Like, there's no American who wants to be in debt. We don't need hours and hours of radio shows telling us to get out of debt. We know we shouldn't be in debt because we had mothers. And they said, save your money. You don't know what's going to happen. Save your money because you don't know what you're doing. Just save your money. And therefore, we don't need radio hosts saying, get out of debt. What I love about you and your blogs and your tweets is you say, make money. Don't buy yes, an old car. Buy the car that you want. That's my favorite thing you say. You say, buy the car that you want. If a person isn't in debt, let's assume they should get out of debt first. Once somebody's out of debt, what should they do next?
Well, I do want to talk about getting out of debt a little bit first. I mean, the prescription that a lot of people have, a lot of the radio hosts have for somebody to get out of debt is to radically cut expenses, to practice some kind of austerity, and that accomplishes only so much. And a lot of people don't look behind door number three, and door number three is actually go out and increase the revenue side, go out and make more money. So it's the difference between having a scarcity mentality and having an abundance mentality.
I have never heard a radio host other than you say, make more money, find other ways to make money, increase your revenue, enjoy your life. Because, what'd you do? You figured out that if you don't go to Starbucks, it solves nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you can save, $600-$700 a year if you give up coffee. But you can do other things and save a lot more money or make a lot more money.
Like what?
Well, for example, if you get a slightly smaller house, if you get a house that's $100,000 less expensive, you will spend $70,000 less interest over the life of the mortgage, which is 100 years of coffee.
Jared Dillian, what's the name of your tweet again?
My Twitter handle is @DailyDirtNap, and if you want to check out the newsletter, go to www.DailyDirtNap.com.
DailyDirtNap.com. Could you have picked a tougher name? Could you have picked a tougher name? Now, listen, Jared Dillian also has just started doing a radio show. And let me tell you, if you want to hear great stories about money, here's a guy who worked his way up from nothing to becoming a multimillionaire in his 30s. Isn't that something you would like? Jared Dillian, where can you be heard on the radio?
I'm at WCGO 1680 in Chicago, or you can stream it online at jareddillianmoney.com.
Go to his website, jareddillianmoney.com. And I'm telling you, this guy is different than than everybody else. He'll tell you how to get rich. He'll help you manage your money, but he won't make you feel bad about every decision you've ever made. It's a terrific experience to listen to his show, to read his stuff. JaredDillian. JaredDillian.com. Thank you, Jared, for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you. All right. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 17 past the hour. We have a giant live radio show. There's nothing else live tonight. There you are in your 18-wheeler. That's your media room. It's just you and me, buddy. It's just you and me. All the clowns who hand out forms, they're gone. They're asleep. Useless. This is Sterling on Sunday. Wait, who is that? You don't know. At this time of night, you have no idea who that is. And you want to know. It's your property. You have every right to know. But who wants to get up and look out the window, to the backyard, to the side of the house? Who wants to peek out the peephole of the apartment? Nobody. Because it could be, somebody very scary. You don't have to anymore. Thanks to Blink Home Security. I'm Walter Sterling, and let me share the facts with you. B-L-I-N-K, B-L-I-N-K, is the security system you have dreamed of. In the past, when we said, you know, I'm going to get a security system, what'd we do? We had to find out about a company that had a central office. We had to put wires all over our windows and our door and our front door and our back door. They put in a big, ugly box in our basement or in the storage closet. Still come about half the storage closet with a big, ugly box. Blink Home Security works like this. It is an app that sits on your smartphone, not in your closet, sits on your smartphone. You're able to look at the app, and then without any wires, it is connected to the cameras wherever you put them, your front door, your back door, where packages arrive, wherever you want them, or just outside your bedroom door if you're afraid of those noises. Put them wherever you want, and then you get to see what's going on in front of those cameras at any time. It's fantastic. B-L-I-N-K. This must cost a fortune. $79.99. The prices start at $79.99. Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. blinkprotect.com/Walter. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of cosmetic and personal product companies that only make products for women, that I have to use a woman's stuff. Finally, a company just for you and me. FORHIMS.com/Walter. 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 There you can buy the little blue pill, boner medicine, and get the erection you deserve. More importantly, buddy, the erection your partner deserves for putting up with you. Finally, the boner your partner deserves for putting up with you. A boner on demand like the old days. FORHIMS.com/Walter for 20% off. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Get all the information. Find out the risks involved. They will put you in touch with a real doctor because this is real medicine. FORHIMS.com/Walter.
Hi, this is Gary Arnell. I'm explaining the coronavirus to my daughter over the weekend. Her reaction to me, absolutely astounding. It was incredible. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, listen, you're going to want to stick around for Florida stories coming up. Let's see what I got here. I got a pedophile, two dead horses, a hospital worker sucking toes. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just a typical week coming up on Florida stories.
Oh, you know, the other thing about Jared Dillian, the other thing he told me is he doesn't believe that the coronavirus is the reason for the stock market crashing. He believes it's because of the viability of Bernie Sanders' candidacy. That's what he believes. He believes it was because of Bernie that those markets crashed. In fact, let me try to get him back on the phone so that he can say it, and I don't have to be yelled at. Now, listen, anybody who calls tonight who would like to guess the mystery voice, you will win a prize announcement if you know who
I
this is.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw, and maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
I am on WSB in Atlanta. It's very exciting to be live on WSB in Atlanta because everybody's new favorite show is shot in Atlanta.
Do you guys think if you met at a bar, ran into each other in Atlanta, that you guys would have started dating organically?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I would
blind love.
I would have had that, you know, that little superficial take where I walked in and I'd be like, you know, that's my type in a sense. Like, I definitely want to talk to her, but I think, you know, if we didn't get to know each other on the emotional connection that we did, physically, I think it still would have been, there would have been an attraction there for sure.
Now, have you seen the show? It's on Netflix. It's the same show as Married at First Sight and 90 Day Fiancé. You meet somebody for just a few moments, and then you get married. No, really. And then, gee, sometimes things don't work out. There are people who get married, they've known each other for 9 years, and things don't work out. But you're going to know each other for 9 seconds, and things sometimes don't work out. What fascinates me about Blind Love on Netflix is it was shot in Atlanta. Nothing shot in Atlanta except Real Housewives of Atlanta. This isn't shot in L.A. It's not shot in New York. And here's how it works. They got like 30 people, 15 men, 15 women. They put them in rooms where they couldn't see each other, speed dating. They talk to each other through a wall. And then over the course of 2 weeks decided who wanted to see who again. And then they decided who wanted to see each other, get engaged upon sight, and then get married. What could go wrong? But here's what I wonder about, and the reason I mention this, and I'm begging you, you're listening on WSB in Atlanta, would you please explain this to me? Because there's something I noticed that was very interesting. They recruited these people from Atlanta. And it was interesting because the women were obviously attractive because they were from the South. But the guys all looked the same. They all had those stubble beards, not real beards, couldn't make a commitment to a beard. None of these guys could make a commitment to. I think all of them had beards, but they weren't full-grown beards, which to me is, are you kidding me? Be a man and grow your beard. The other thing is, I think all the guys were gingers. It looked as though all the guys were gingers, but here was the thing that was fascinating. When they went on their, quote, honeymoon to Cancun on Blind Love on Netflix, when they went to their honeymoon in Cancun, to the most gorgeous resort you've ever seen in your life, the guys were fit. They were buff. I think it's fair to say that some of the women had some opportunities in that area, but they were all gorgeous. But the guys were fit. And I'm like, wait a minute, where did they recruit these people from? Did they recruit them from a gym? Did they recruit them all from the same gym? Because the Real Housewives of New Jersey were all recruited from the same beauty salon in North Caldwell, New Jersey. Where did they recruit all of these people for Blind Love? Do you know? My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. You want to win a prize announcement? All you have to do is know this voice.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw. And maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
Oh, God. there's nothing that I like more than being on the radio. There's nothing I would like to be on more than being on the radio. This is the best. Don't we have a good time on Sunday nights? Here we are, driving back from wherever, or doing the long haul at night on Route 80, the 101, the 7, the 5. This is the best. My number is 888-688-WALT. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. It's just you and me. The late shift, the third shift, whatever you want to call it. You're driving overnight. This is the time of day to be on the radio. But I've been watching this Blind Love, or Love is Blind, on Blind Love, Love is Blind, on Netflix. And it's a dating show where the people talk to each other through a wall for 2 weeks. They don't see each other. Then they decide who they actually want to meet. Then they meet each other. They're instantly engaged. They hang out for like 2 weeks, and then they're supposed to get married. What could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong? And then they asked one of these couples, you know, if you had just met organically without through a dating show, would you still be with each other? And this is what they said. Why are we having so many problems with this device? Let's try this button.
Do you guys think if you met at a bar, ran into each other in Atlanta, that you guys would have started dating organically?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I would definitely, I would have had that, you know, that little superficial take where I walked in and I'd be like, you know, that's my type in a sense. Like, I definitely want to talk to her, but I think, you know, if we didn't get to know each other on the emotional connection that we did.
Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Where did they recruit those singles in Atlanta? Do you know? I bet you know. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, top rated among the obese.
Sterling on Sunday weather. This is the start of meteorological spring, March 1st through May 31st. The astronomical spring, of course, starts with the spring equinox on March 19th. But now, us weather geeks really kick in the extra energy to prepare for more volatile weather ahead. And yeah, I know, we never really had any real winter this year either. Now, this week, our weekly storm will ride farther south along the Gulf Coast before turning up the eastern seaboard. And that track means our first round of spring storms. Severe weather expected Tuesday in Texas, even isolated tornadoes. Right along the Gulf Coast then on Wednesday, over the Carolinas Thursday, and over New England catching some new cold air on Friday. Then Saturday, the next system hits rain SoCal snow from the Redwoods northward and moving inland to Idaho and Montana. Yep, things are really starting to get busy now. So make sure you have a trusted source for weather information. And you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. Yeah, don't cheer yet. You haven't heard the stories. We go to Port Richey, Florida for our first story, where a guy after dinner says he's going to go jet skiing. Now, when he posted on Facebook, hey, anyone want to meet me up here at the mouth of the river? There are a few people that leave a comment to say, hey, man, you better get in before that big storm comes. Well, he definitely got out before the storm comes, but while he's out jet skiing around, he sees a bird that gets caught up in a fishing line. And he wants to be a good guy, so he goes and he jumps off his jet ski and he swims over and he untangles the bird from the fishing line. Turns out his injuries are only minor. He pushes it off, it flies away, and everything's perfect. Except he turns around and it looks like his jet ski has floated down the river and is now lost at sea. He's swimming after it, but he can't catch it. He gets tired. Now the storm's coming in. He has to find a place to bunk for the night. He finds a little camp out there, breaks into it, covers himself in a tarp. There's a space heater there, so he's going to be fine. It was warm enough to go jet skiing, so he's not like he's going to die of hypothermia or anything. But in the morning, the sheriff's office has put up a helicopter looking for this dude. That's right, the family got so concerned when he didn't come back from jet skiing, they started a whole search team. So he hears the helicopter, he waves to it, they pick him up, bring him back. There's like a whole welcoming crew waiting for him. There were people crying and clapping and hugging each other when he showed up. It's 7 in the morning. This guy's been lost for literally 12 hours, as in, like, he hasn't even missed a meal yet. The local TV station's reporting on it like, though, it's some kind of Christmas miracle. They're like, he's up, he's talking, he's walking, he seems to be okay. Dude, he's only been missing since last night. He's a grown-ass man. He's in his mid-30s. Doesn't it seem weird that people in Florida would flip out over such a tiny story, considering what all goes on over there with all the crime and drugs and freaks and speeding and toe-sucking? Oh, yeah, there's toe-sucking. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Lee County, Florida, where some people enter into the healthcare industry with the best of intentions. They just want to help their fellow man. They want to be healers. But this 23-year-old Florida man got into it for an ulterior motive. He wanted to find incapacitated victims to satisfy his toe-sucking fetish. So this 23-year-old Florida man, he looks like a pretty handsome guy. He kind of looks like O-Dog from Menace to Society. But apparently he is so into sucking toes that he's been sucking toes of patients when they're passed out. Elderly, sick people. He's been taking advantage of these people, not to rob them or rape them, but to suck their toes. Something's wrong with you. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Grand Ridge, Florida, where I don't know the complete details of this lady's situation, but apparently she's making a shipment of a bunch of meth. Now, you would think if you had 9 giant baggies of meth, 5 smaller baggies of meth, a couple of bags of weed, that's probably for personal use, a couple grand in cash in your car, maybe you wouldn't smoke weed while you're driving. Well, this lady does, but she doesn't get pulled over for smoking weed. She has car trouble. Her car dies. And so she takes the little joint that she was smoking, puts it out, and sticks it into her bra. This will be her fatal flaw. Because as she's on the side of the road calling for help, a cop sees her, pulls over, offers to help. Great cop. Here, let me at least help you push this thing off the highway to where it's somewhere safe. And then he says, I can't help but notice you and your car just reek of weed. I'm going to have to search your car. He looks in the glove box, finds a couple of bags of weed. Okay, now I'm going to have to get the dog out here. They look in the trunk finally, and they find all the giant bags. It's like a half pound or something. Looks like a Breaking Bad quantity of meth. So she's going to jail. You couldn't wait to smoke your weed. You knew you were in a janky car, and you had to put it in your bra. Couldn't have left it in the ashtray or ate it or thrown it in the ditch. Had to put it in your bra. Brilliant. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Look, it's Sunday night. You're dreading going to work tomorrow morning. Some of us have bad days at work, but not like this guy over where a 47-year-old Florida man was at his Crystal Springs job, and he works at a dairy farm. Got in an argument with a coworker, and one thing they have at dairy farms is plenty of cow manure. He takes a bucket, scoops up a bunch of cow manure, dumps it on the victim's head. Other than that, how was your day at work? Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Well, we really appreciate the fact that James Parker guest starred for us last week. He does brilliant work, and we are on Florida Man Radio in Orlando, Florida. Florida Man Radio 660 in Orlando, Florida. And that is the home of Jim Cardacci. Jim Cardacci is a Uber driver. What did I say? He's an Uber driver. He sends me these great photos of his Uber driving. And you know what? Let me tell you, you know what hell is for an Uber driver? For an Uber driver, hell is a gated community. Good luck getting to your customer in a gated community. Jim, thank you very much for sending that in. Jim Cardacci in Orlando, Florida, listening on Florida Man Radio 660. Al in Atlantic City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, thank you. And I love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, yes.
I would like to guess your mystery guest.
All right, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement by guessing this voice. Of course I have to turn on the button. Of course.
As we just saw. And maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
Let me play it again because we lost the first five precious seconds.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw, and maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
All right. Al in Atlantic City, who do you think that is?
I think that's Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, that's a good guess because most people forget that Kelly Osbourne actually has a British accent.
Yes.
Yes. But that's not right. But yeah, I appreciate it. Now, you said you liked my show. I have to know why you like my show.
Because it's the freaking OJs, man.
It's the freaking OJs, man. And do you know why we don't feature the freaking OJs anymore?
Oh, no.
All right, we used to feature them all the time. No, it's all right. We used to feature them all the time. Thank you very much for the call. The reason we don't feature the OJs anymore is because every week for about 2 months, I played some hooks from OJ songs. Because that's what you want to be in life. You want to be an OJ. Nobody hates them, but they're not anybody's favorite group. And therefore, they're never in trouble. But everybody likes them. But they're not anybody's favorite group. It's kind of perfect. Then one day, the OJs were performing near where I live. And I called heaven and earth to get permission to go and see the OJs. Because what did I want to do? I wanted to record them saying, we're the OJs on Sterling on Sunday, and we're the freaking OJs, man. That's what I wanted them to do. And you know that PR firm wouldn't do it.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the five D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the five D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Pete Buttigieg is not going to run. He's dropped out of the race. And I'm sorry to hear that, because even though we were not aligned politically, I thought he was a good guy. And I thought he was a brave man. And I'm happy that nobody gave him a hard time about the fact that he happened to be gay. I'm glad that that was not an issue in anybody's campaign. I think we've made a lot of progress. But that took courage, Pete, and I salute you and congratulate you. And all it means to me personally is I'm going to stop, please, God, am I going to stop getting Pizza with Pete emails? I got about 10 Have Pizza with Pete emails every minute. Hopefully that stops. But I wish you all the personal success in the world, Pete. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Now, I want you to go like this. And listen to your body. What's your body say? It says it hurts here, or here, or here. And you just think of it as, well, that's my pain. You don't have to always have that pain. CBD products can help remove that pain. CBD products are made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. And when distilled properly, they are pure. You put it on your skin where it hurts and the pain goes away. But where you get CBD products matters. You want CBD products from a company dedicated to making CBD products. And that is CBDistillery.com. 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 Promo code Walter. That's where I get my CBD products. And I got them from that company before they were an advertiser. I found out about them, and then I said, well, wait a minute. These products work for me. Let's get them as an advertiser. And you know what? The sales department woke up. I never saw anything like it. They actually woke up and they said, Oh, what? What'd you say, Walter? I said, you got to get CBDistillery.com as an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday. And they did. And they did. I use CBD salve on my joints on my fingers. But there's oils, salves, sticks, any type of CBD product you could imagine. And this is the key. This company offers these products in a variety of dosages, wide variety of dosages. When you go to CBDistillery.com, you will be stunned at both the number of products and the range of dosages. Go to CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter.
Hey, listen, you're going to want to stick around for Florida stories coming up. Let's see what I got here. I got a pedophile, two dead horses, hospital workers sucking toes. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just a typical week coming up on Florida stories.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Who does the bounty on Oak Island belong to? Not who you think. Later tonight, your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
I've got to tell you. When Velo Hul told me who actually gets to keep the gold on Oak Island, I was shocked. I was amazed. Who gets to keep the artifacts on Oak Island? I couldn't believe it. That's coming up at the next hour, about 24 minutes past the hour. About 24 minutes past the hour. We'll have that for you. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and you and I are live together. And the best thing about being on the radio at this time is the HR lady is asleep. All the idiots who make my life miserable are asleep. The people who say, fill out this form. Do you have insurance? Please stand over there. Step back from the desk. All of those people are asleep. Why? Because those are the people in our lives who say, you should, you know, I get in very early. You should come in to work a little earlier. Please notice, ladies and gentlemen, that people who come to work early think you should come to work early. And people who come in a little later never say, you know, you should, why don't you come in later? And then people who are vegetarians, for some reason, feel the need to say to me, you know, you should try being a vegetarian. No, I should not. But never. Does somebody who loves steak say, why don't you eat more steak? Why don't you eat more steak? Tony in Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Let me answer your big question here, Tony.
Well, Walter, first and foremost, let me tell you, it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you as always.
And to you, sir.
Thank you. I've got a heavy heart that Pete Spriggs down here at WSB 95.5 has decided to retire. And I'm a little concerned with who's going to be coming, you know, behind him and keep Sterling on in Sundays. And I had proffered up last Sunday with your fill-in host that we don't need just Sterling on Sunday. We need Sterling on the weekends. We need you on a Saturday and a Sunday night. And I'm hopeful that your agent is working on trying to understand the dynamics behind Pete Spriggs' departure.
I'm flattered.
I always love that segment. I am always excited to hear that segment that you put together, or whoever dreamed it up. Who listens to Sterling on Sunday? And you have this roundabout of all these different
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Bill White at KFBK Sacramento.
Yes, Tony. The reason I put those together is because the only thing in my thousands of years in radio that I find motivates a manager to put something on the air is if somebody he respects or she respects has put it on the air. Never is there the initiative to say, you know what, that sounds really good. No one else is airing it. I don't care. And what's weird to me about that, and thank you very much for your call, Tony. What's weird to me about that is throughout my career, I was always vaguely repulsed if I found out that a lot of other stations were doing something. Because before I was a talk show host, I was a suit. I wore very expensive suits, wingtip shoes, stood in front of the room, did PowerPoints, people listened to me, I was quoted in the trade publications, all of that. I was, people thought I knew what I was talking about. I knew better. You would have known better. My mom knew better. But, you know, people thought I knew what I was talking about. And the simple fact is that I really didn't. Nevertheless, the first thing I would be asked, if I came in with a new idea, something that could propel a station to leadership in their city, would be, who else is doing it? Where else is it being done? What? Who cares? What do you care if no one else is doing it? Now, he asked about the program director of WSB in Atlanta. I am so proud to be on WSB in Atlanta, I can't begin to tell you, because Pete Spriggs is a great programmer. But I'm not worried about his departure, because they brought in a person for several months to work with Pete, to manage the station with Pete, and I'm on Sunday night. No one cares about Sunday night. They could care less what I'm doing on Sunday night. So I'm grateful to be there. I thank the management of WSB, a great radio station, and I think we're fine. All right, coming up, we've got James Copeland, who lives in an RV. I find this a fascinating life choice for a 22-year-old. He lives in an RV. He's going to share with us about life in an RV. It sounds perfect for a podcast, yet I'm putting it on giant radio stations like KDKA, KMOX, KUFO, Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, and Florida Man Radio 660 in Orlando. I love that station. You know why I love that station? Because they have the good sense to air my show starting at 10 p.m. and running it overnight over and over again to 6 a.m. And there's a rule. That's something KMOX should strive for, to start my show now and run it till 6 in the morning. Wouldn't that be perfect? I think so. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Much fun coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And right now, a winter storm is organizing with locally heavy snowfall from western Nebraska across Wyoming into northern Colorado and back across Utah. Important to those areas, of course, and important to the rest of us, because that's the genesis of a new spring-like storm that will warm up and generate showers moving very quickly eastward from the lower Mississippi Valley up the Appalachians to some icy precipitation over northern New England. Then a new area of low pressure will develop along the Gulf Coast and keep many of these same areas in the southeast wet, and significant travel delays too. Though the immediate east coast tomorrow will be dry, just clouds thickening for showers later, and dry behind the front across the Great Lakes, Dallas will be dry too, up to 71. Nothing on the plains tomorrow, but that changes Tuesday. Isolated showers over the Rockies and cooler, and rain and higher elevation snows Pacific Northwest. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email BigJohnWeather@gmail.com. That gets you to me. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, live, live, live. There's nothing else live at this time. You think the gold show is the annuity show? You think those are live? Of course not. They're embarrassments to American radio as we know it. Now, there's James Copeland. James Copeland is sitting somewhere in, are you in Texas or Kansas tonight, James?
I actually made it back to Kansas after about 2 weeks. I am back in my hometown of Wichita, Kansas.
Now, my 16-year-old says that Alaska, Kansas, and South Dakota are not real.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't believe they actually exist.
Well, you know, for a while I never thought Maine existed, but then I finally met someone from there.
How did you know they were from Maine and not just sent to fool you?
It could have been, but he called himself a Mainer, so I suppose you would have to know that to be from there.
Well, coming up in just seconds, we're going to talk to T.J. Lubinsky. T.J. Lubinsky, you have seen for the past 38 hours on television. He's been on every public television station for the past 38 hours with his amazing specials. And we'll talk to T.J. more about that in seconds. But now, James Copeland is sitting in an RV. What year is that RV?
It's a 1975 Winnebago Indian.
Have you gotten heat in it?
I do have heat. In fact, I've been using the original Coleman furnace quite a bit, but also, you know, space heaters work quite well as well.
Aren't they dangerous?
They're dangerous if your dog tips them over, I suppose, but I try to keep my canine on a fairly short lead.
What color is this vehicle?
It is, the paint that's left on the sides, it is white with some nice lime green stripes.
As you drive from Texas to Kansas and other obscure states, are you able to attract positive attention?
You know, every time I'm in a parking lot and I start the engine up, it's a gigantic, you know, V8. And, my heads turn across the parking lot when I start this thing up. It uses probably about a gallon of gas, you know, when you actually just start it. So, it does attract quite a bit of attention.
Are you able to sleep without fear? Because that's the thing. I would always think this is a great idea to sleep in an RV. Then at some point I would think about, I have to fall asleep in this. How will I feel safe?
You know, Walter, I have driven over 1,000 miles in the last 2 weeks, and I have been in Walmart parking lots, I have been in state parks, I have been in paid trailer parks, and I have not felt unsafe for 1 minute. And you know something you would really like about the RV lifestyle? You can go to a restaurant, and instead of having to wait in line and, wait for a table and everything, you can go get your food to go, you can bring it into your RV, you can eat it, you can take a nap, you can take a shower if you want, and then you can go back on your way. So it is the perfect American lifestyle, I think.
You haven't gotten bored or lonely?
No, I've got a lot of folks to talk to. I met some really great people on the road, especially a couple named Jody and Sherry, and they're out in their 1978 Fleetwood motorhome. It's actually not a motorhome, it's just a travel trailer. But Jody has cerebral palsy, and he has a lift to get in and out of his trailer. And when I was just camped next to him, and he was having trouble with his lift, so I was able to resolder the wires for him, get him all fixed up, and we just had a wonderful, 3 days just talking to each other, and we might even be caravanning down south, who knows, in the coming months. So you meet all sorts of people on the road. It's a really friendly place once you get out there.
You soldered for him.
I got the wires all connected in the right places.
Now, is that the term to go RVing together? Is that the term?
No, soldering is just together. but caravanning or like convoying or whatever, yeah, that would be for when you're actually, traveling together.
Would you like to make a guess to the mystery voice?
I would. I've been thinking long
American
and hard.
I think American men are a little more confident, as we just saw, and maybe they'll be like, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
Who do you think that is? James Copeland in an RV in a parking lot in Kansas.
I hope I'm saying this right. Is it Jamila Jamil?
No, what is that? Is that an additive of some sort? I have no idea what you're talking about. No. Would you like to play the high-low game?
Of course.
All right. Guess how much is in the Sterling on Sunday jackpot?
27 cents.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too low. I hope you do better next time. One more chance for you. One more chance for you. From the man who gave us the Watutsi on video and got over 1 million views, would you like a chance to hit the vocal?
Of course. Listen to Sterling on Sunday here on your favorite radio station.
No, you missed it by 6 seconds, James.
So yeah, you. Yeah, it was
You struck out.
You wouldn't believe I DJ 13 hours a week, and I missed it by 6 seconds.
6 seconds. But I thank you very much for being a very important.
I have a 45-year-old phone, so you never know.
No, that's no excuse. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday and being such an important producer and contributor to the show. Coming up in just seconds, TJ Lubinsky, brilliant television producer, brilliant producer of the best concerts you've ever seen on television. That's in seconds on Sterling on Sunday. forhims.com/Walter is a company that makes a wide variety of products just for guys. Do you realize there are teas? There's hot tea just for guys. You'll find it at forhims.com/Walter. There are hair products, skin and lotion products, and the thing that matters most, boner medicine. Boner medicine used to cost a fortune. But now it's generic. It's a generic medication, a generic medicine. And the best place to get it at forhims.com/Walter. Why? Because they will send it wherever you want it sent. Could be your home, your office, that secret post office box that you don't tell your partner about. They will send it wherever you want. And they will put you in touch with a real doctor before they send it to you to make sure that the medication is right for you. The real doctor will ask you a couple simple questions, nothing embarrassing or scary, and determine whether or not the medication is right for you. And then they will mail it to you based on the real prescription the doctor gave. No need to go to the pharmacy and be embarrassed in front of the pharmacist, Michelle, who you've been flirting with for a very long time. No need to be embarrassed going to the doctor's office and waiting around and having the nasty receptionist saying, "What are you here for? What are you seeing the doctor for?" "I'm here because I can't get a boner." "Ah!" And then they all laugh at you. You won't go through that anymore. Now it's a private transaction online. You go to forhims.com/Walter. You will get 20% off. Forhims will send you the medication in the mail discreetly. And at the end of the day, it's boner time. forhims.com/Walter. Go to the website, learn about all the risk factors. forhims.com/Walter. Do it right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
BLINK, Blink Home Security, is a fantastic product. I have it and I use it. It is an app, and it connects to cameras that you place wherever you want without a wire. This is a wireless, no wires home security system. Where do you put the cameras? You have them look at your backyard, down the hall of your apartment building, outside of your front door to see what's going on with those packages you ordered from Amazon. And it's simple to install. I know because I installed it, I used it. And one of the cool things is you can get these cameras that also have a speaker. And you can talk right from your cell phone into those and say things like, "Get away from that box. Get away." Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. 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 Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Hey, listen, you're going to want to stick around for Florida Stories. Coming up, let's see what I got here. I got a pedophile, two dead horses, hospital workers sucking toes. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's just a typical week coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, here's TJ Lubinsky. TJ Lubinsky has produced concerts that you and I have loved for over 20 years on television. You name the genre: British Invasion, doo-wop, folk. Are there any more folk singers left? Whatever you love, TJ Lubinsky has produced the concerts. But it isn't like these other producers who put cameras in a room and shoot them. TJ gets the performers together. He gathers them. He coaches them. He helps them. Probably performers who haven't talked to each other for 40 years talk to each other because TJ. Now, this is his 20th anniversary this month. He did a series of concerts for it. He just toured the country, did 34 hours promoting it, and you must be exhausted.
Walter, somebody better call the fire department because you're smoking tonight. Was that Dick and Dee Dee I just heard?
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to hit the vocal on that.
Oh.
That'll be your skill test. But, you must be so proud. You must be so proud of this body of work that you've created over 20 years.
Well, yeah, because you know why? No one was doing it. I mean, that's the whole thing. I wanted to see these acts, and I wanted to hear these songs on the radio, and they said, you know, the oldies station said, well, we play oldies, but we don't play those kind of oldies. And I just always wanted to be that kid in American Hot Wax outside, listen to the DJ trying to get into the Alan Freed show. That was my life story there. And I made it happen through TV. Thank God. You know, it worked out.
You and I are the only people on earth who know the movie American Hot Wax, which was the finest radio and rock and roll movie. There's never been a better movie. They got technically everything right. That never happens. You know how I know they got it technically right, TJ? Because the VU meters moved when Alan Freed spoke.
Yes, and the plaid jacket was incredible. You know, it's funny. I just heard from a guy who owns the Albee Theaters and theaters in New York, and he's bringing it back on the big screen. I was very excited. He was really, really going to do it the right way.
For a long time, you couldn't get a VHS, forgive me, of it because of music rights issues. There were a lot of issues.
According to this guy, he has gotten it all worked out, and he's putting it out on DVD, and he's going to show it on the big screen, and it's going to be a big event in New York.
All right, now you've put together hundreds of hours of concerts that many of us have seen on television, as I say, hitting all genres. But in order to do it, you've had to put together some groups that were broken apart long ago for reasons they don't even remember, but they're not talking to each other anymore.
That's true.
Would you mind sharing this with us, like, the toughest one to put back together?
The toughest one? They're all tough.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, there's some crazy stories. I think, believe it or not, I mean, once we did the first doo-wop show, the people that were hard to get suddenly got gettable. And so that was easy. But once we got into the other genres, like when we did the disco show, oh, my God, was that a nightmare. And, you know, the kind of fights we got into with the artists just to get them to appear and to be themselves and to be as great as they were. I remember Gloria Gaynor. I mean, I love her dearly. We all, you know, love that song. I used to play I Will Survive in the clubs, Never Can Say Goodbye, and I Have the Right and all that sort of stuff. Honey Bee, great stuff that she did. And we tried to get her to come and be a part of this disco special in Asbury Park at Convention Hall, and she didn't want to be part of an oldie goldie show, as she called it. And we begged her, we pleaded with her. I said, Gloria, please, come on, we all love you. What's it going to take? So we finally worked out we were going to go to Italy to record her at one of these historic Italian Colosseum-type places. And we get there, and as it turns out, we were working with another promoter who had brought her to Italy. So we were just bringing in the cameras and doing the TV part of it. And suddenly, At around 1 in the morning when she wasn't on stage, the promoter comes out and says, well, Gloria will not be appearing tonight, and if you want to know more, ask the Americans in the van. So suddenly we were swarmed. It was like, I don't know, a scene out of a movie, like people chanting, like, where is Gloria? Where is Gloria? Where's Gloria? And they had to drive us literally out of town because we were ran out of town trying to record I Will Survive at Gloria Gaynor. So love her. I subsequently had her on a different TV show, and I think she's great. But that was a tough one. There's been a lot of those.
Now, I understand that you had a remarkable event with Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. She was a friend. She called me, which is unusual. You usually don't get calls directly from artists. And she said, look, I'm watching your R&B and Motown and soul specials, and why the hell aren't I on it? What do you say when you get a call from Aretha Franklin? And that's the way the call starts. And I said, I don't know. This Libinski, he doesn't know what he's doing, but why the hell aren't you on it? And we got her. You know, it was amazing. I had to do a little coaxing to get her to actually make the call. I heard she loved Pink's hot dogs in L.A. So she was appearing in Jersey, and I sent a guy with a little paper hat and a whole bunch of hot dogs and a little barbecue. So right outside of her dressing room, as she went in and as she came out, we had a guy flipping Pink's hot dogs for her. So, you know, when she saw that, she said, okay, I gotta do this for these people.
T.J. Lubinsky owns T.J. TJL Productions, which you've probably produced more hours of concerts for television than any other producer.
Well, certainly over all the genres. I mean, no one's done as many genres from, you know, everything from folk to rock to doo-wop to pop to, I mean, you name it, we've done it.
Now, I have to ask you this question because it's my favorite question to read and to see the answer. Of the artist's special requests, dressing room requests, snack food requests, what was the oddest request you got from an artist?
Well, one time we had to have a certain kind of peanut butter served on a certain kind of silverware for this one artist. I'm still friends with her, so I can't mention her name. But we didn't have it, but she ended up stealing all the silverware. She left the show. She wouldn't perform because we didn't have the peanut butter for her. But
But she cashed in the silverware.
She took the silverware. Yeah.
Now, do you have a get act? There's an act that you'd still like to get that you haven't gotten.
Oh, God. Well, of course, you know, the Miracles are my favorite group of all time. And so when I hear you play a song, you know, a little bit of a song like The Mountains High, it reminds me of a song called Way Over There from the Mighty Miracles.
Yes.
And Smokey is my all-time hero of all time of anything. He started it all. It all began with The Miracle, as they say. And I did subsequently get to know him very, very well and very intimately and interview him, and he's been a part of many of my shows, but not the way I thought it would happen. And if there's one full concert I could do, it would certainly be with Smokey and taking him back to all the, you know, the really early days of the Miracles up through his current hits.
This show is on KDKA in Pittsburgh. And as you can
high atop a hill.
And as you can hear, T.J. Levinsky is a great radio voice and a great storyteller. And when I worked at SiriusXM, I was so proud to meet you and to help you be on SiriusXM because you're just a natural radio talent. And I
bada,
hope...
Bada, booty, ATA. See, I remember. Guardian and Angel.
And I hope, yes, and I still have it, and I hope that all the radio people listening will pay attention to who is saying what a great talent he is and to hear for yourself that this is a natural radio star. It's like how you'd be given a hard time about being given a radio show. I will never understand that, but I'm going to give you a chance to demonstrate your skill. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
All right. I think it's about 14 seconds. Would you like to do the intro? Would you like to hit the vocal on Dick and Dee Dee's The Mountains High?
Yeah, I think we could try that. We're going to try. Yeah, I think we could try that.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Italiak. Oh, it's the jock back on the scene with the record machine saying, ooh, poopadoo, how do you do? Say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was much better than the other guy.
Yeah, I know.
Much better than the other guy. Now, Phil.
See, with the little ad lib, we both hit it together.
Now, Phil Spector produced that, right?
Did he?
Yes, and here's the great story about that. I can't believe I was able to stump you. Yes, he did, and here's the great story. It was the last thing he produced because he thought it was the best thing he produced. He thought it was going to be the biggest song he ever produced. And when it was a mid-charter, he practically killed himself.
Well, yeah, that, of course, Thou Shalt Not Steal came along later. That's a great little sound they had. That early, I love that early 60s swirling cha-cha sound. Incredible. And of course,
right,
everything he did was incredible.
Mr. TJ, it is an honor to have you on Sterling on Sunday on KDKA.
Yes, and the voice of Pittsburgh.
The voice of Pittsburgh, a program by Jim Gracie, who's like a super good guy. He's like the best program director. Anyway, thanks so much, TJ Levinsky. I appreciate you being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you.
Next time, I got to come on for the Jan Bradley weekend, all right?
All weekend. Nothing but Jan Bradley hits. An all Bradley weekend. Thank
you. I love you, my friend.
Thank you,
my
friend. Bye. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh, we have Judy in Dallas with a terrible joke. And we will talk to Judy and Jalis coming up in just seconds. Now, what else have I got for you? I have more Florida stories. I have complete weather for you. We have more stories from the RV. We have the famous Gary Arnell, who will share with us his analysis of the plague that's coming. What else have I got? I have notes. Oh, and I want to talk to you about this amazing show on Netflix about dating called Blind Love or Love is Blind that was shot in Atlanta right near WSB. And I want to know where it was recruited. Where did they recruit the talent for that show? 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. This is the start of meteorological spring, March 1st through May 31st. The astronomical spring, of course, starts with the spring equinox on March 19th. But now, us weather geeks really kick in the extra energy to prepare for more volatile weather ahead. And yeah, I know, we never really had any real winter this year either. Now, this week, our weekly storm will ride farther south along the Gulf Coast before turning up the eastern seaboard. And that track means our first round of spring storms. Severe weather expected Tuesday in Texas, even isolated tornadoes. Right along the Gulf Coast then on Wednesday, over the Carolinas Thursday, and over New England catching some new cold air on Friday. Then Saturday, the next system hits rain-soaked snow from the Redwoods northward and moving inland to Idaho and Montana. Yep, things are really starting to get busy now. So make sure you have a trusted source for weather information. And you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The Curse of Oak Island talk show, Digging Deeper in the War Room, featured guest host William Shatner. And Bill Shatner was going over the bounty found already on Oak Island. And Marty Legina said something quite curious. The Lead Cross, the 800-year-old Lead Cross founded by Gary Drayton, does not belong to the Leginas. It does not belong to Gary Drayton. Do you know who owns the Lead Cross? Nova Scotia. So the Leginas have been digging on this island now for 7 seasons. And they find $500 million of gold. Who does that gold belong to? Apparently, it belongs to Nova Scotia, the Canadian province. The Holy Grail, perhaps the greatest find in the history of antiquity, if it is found on Oak Island. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Nova Scotia. So why are the Leginas, Billy Gerhardt, Paul Troutman, and the rest of the crew sacrificing their days and time looking for a treasure they will not make money off of? Is this the end? The end of the Curse of Oak Island? With your Curse of Oak Island update, I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. It's time for Judy in Dallas to tell us one of the worst jokes you've ever heard. A dad joke. Judy, welcome to the giant stage.
Hey, Walter. How are you?
Great. We miss you at all times.
Well, I'm here.
Are you ready for your joke? You sound very good tonight, Judy. You do. You sound very good.
Well, thank you so much. What does it win? A chameleon cannot change colors?
Say that again.
What is it when a chameleon cannot change colors?
What?
A reptile dysfunction.
Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw, and maybe
maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out?
And you could win a prize announcement if you can guess that voice. Here's your clue. She's British. She's also one of the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life. Oh, my gosh.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw.
Now, I want to talk to you about this TV show. Love is Blind, or Blind is Love, or whatever, on Netflix. Here's the thing. It was shot in Atlanta. In order to do it, they recruited 30 single people. They were paired off into rooms where they couldn't see each other. And then, based strictly on their conversation, had to decide who it was they wanted to get engaged to. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, really, what could go wrong? And then, after like being engaged for 2 weeks in Mexico, then they get married. Their weddings are pre-scheduled, preordained, and then they got married. And it said the producers paid for the weddings. If they wanted anything extra, they had to pay for it themselves. Believe me, there was nothing extra in these weddings. There were white curtains. There was a priest or a minister or a rabbi. That was it. And all their relatives came in. At the altar, they decided whether or not to get married to each other. I watched every episode all the way through, produced by the same people who produced Married at First Sight. However, here's my question. We're on WSB in Atlanta. You have secrets about Atlanta. Where did they recruit these people? Because it was shot in Atlanta. Where did they recruit these people? There must be articles about this. There must be. Because it looks to me that they were recruited at a gym. What was interesting was that the women were very pretty, but, you know, some of them could have been skinnier, in my opinion. But all the guys were ripped. All the guys were gym rats. They looked like gym rats. But what was weird is they were all gingers. How is it possible to have ripped gym rats who were all gingers and all had those stupid beards, those partial beards? But I want to know, where did they recruit them from for Love is Blind? And if you're listening on WSB, I know you know. I know they've written about it. Somebody's talked about it. Where did they recruit the people for Love is Blind, the Netflix series? 888-688-WALT is my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. I have suffered from chronic pain. Not a big deal stuff like a lot of people do, but you know, my thumbs hurt all the time. My feet are flat and they're sore all the time. One day I said, you know, there has to be a way to take this pain away. There's got to be a way. I've heard about the CBD oil, and I went online and I looked for a CBD oil. And I ordered a bottle, I got it, and my pain went away, not in a week, not in a day. It went away right now. Right now. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. And I looked at the website where I ordered it from, and it was cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com. And I said to our sales department, would you please get them as advertisers? Because I need to talk about this. cbdistillery.com. It turns out that it makes a difference where you get your CBD products from. I get mine from cbdistillery.com because CB Distillery, first of all, made a product that worked for me. And then they filter, purify, they make sure that these products are tested and are of the highest quality. They're made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They won't make you high. They're not illegal. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a prescription. What you do need to do is order it now. You need to order it now. Because tomorrow you'll still be in pain if you don't order it now. Place the order. And then after you use the product, your pain will lessen or completely go away, as mine did. Try it for yourself. See if it works for you. Why sit in your pain anymore? There's no reason to. Let's get rid of it now. The key word is now. Did I mention you want to get rid of it now? Take the action. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. Do you know, there was just this message about no messy trays to make your teeth whiter. You know, there's that you put that goop in a tray, then you put it on your mouth, and it would get rid of the ugliness in your mouth. In the, when was this? In the 90s, when I was going to the gym, working hard at being gorgeous, I used that stuff. There was this whitening bleach. You put it in a tray, you put it in your mouth. Let me tell you how stupid I was. I would, God, it was insane. I would put the tray in my mouth with the whitening stuff and smoke a cigar at the same time while recuperating from being at the gym. I'd go to the gym, I'd come home and whiten my teeth and smoke a cigar. It makes perfect sense. Gary Arnell, legendary broadcaster, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Walter, first of all, our condolences to those people who perished from coronavirus. Two deaths in the U.S. now and a couple of other incidents reported tonight. So I'm explaining the coronavirus to my daughter. Now, bear in mind, Walter, she's not 7 years old, 8 years old. She's in her 20s. And we're going through this for a minute or two. And then she says, Dad, I have a question for you. This is over this weekend. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be pertinent. This is going to be somewhat intellectualized. She says to me, first of all, will all the Chinese restaurants in the United States of America, are they all imminently closing over the next 24 to 48 hours? So I'm taken aback by this. And then she says to me, what really is stressing me out, and this is, you know, taking into account all the news that we've heard about this, is where am I going to get my roast pork egg foo young? Do you think that AJ Garden in this Central Jersey town is going to close? And then what am I going to do about that? So, you know, everybody has got a reaction to coronavirus, Walter. This is her reaction. Are all the restaurants going to close? And where is she going to get her roast pork egg foo young? Now, I'm thinking to myself, this girl is 28 years old. Did I go wrong somewhere as a father if this is the first thing on her mind in reaction to this virus? The second part of this is I go to AJ Garden. You know, Walter, I'm a big fan of Chinese food. I go to AJ Garden to pick up a takeout order. Listen, another couple comes in. The husband goes up to the owner of the Chinese restaurant and says to him, have you had any contact with people in China, relatives, friends, family? Okay, I know that they do have some families over there. Maybe a pertinent question. I don't know. But here's really what just totally put the top on this. He asks the guy, Walter, I'm standing there. He asks him to sign a document before he pays for the food. It's like an affidavit swearing that he's had no contact with people in China before he'll pay for that order. He is promptly thrown out of the store. So first I have the daughter, and I'm sitting there thinking, what kind of a father am I? How did I bring her up if this is her number one concern? And then I go to AJ to show support, and this other guy is having him sign some type of an affidavit. But Walter, my reaction to my daughter, what do you say? What do you say when you bring a kid up to have empathy and feelings and emotion? You're watching all of these news, the news events concerning the coronavirus, and this is what her number one concern is. She's 28 years old. 28, baby.
You say, when are you moving out? You say, when are you moving out?
You know, that could be the answer. I wish I would have thought about that quicker. But,
because,
wow.
And was this your responsibility? Yes. But the question is, what do you do about her? I mean, does she have a job right now?
No.
So she's living with mom and dad. She's 28 years old. That would seem that her inability to understand the coronavirus is the bottom of her problems. It would seem that she has bigger problems if she's living at home and she doesn't have a job. Does she pay rent?
She doesn't call it rent. It is though it was a marriage that broke up. She calls it support. And so she supports us here and there with a little lunch meal, a little dinner meal. You know what?
We're subsidizing her. And at some point, that equation needs to change a little bit. But
yeah, but here's the thing. You have a daughter in her 20s who's saying incredibly stupid things about a pandemic virus.
Seriously?
Yeah, and so what should Gary do? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Should his daughter be disowned? Should she have to go to sensitivity training? You know, I had to deal with a host who actually said something insensitive about Asians, which is pretty much the worst thing you can do. And they had to have sensitivity training for 18 years in order to overcome the slight against Asians. Your daughter is, and many other people will show, many other people will assign incredibly stupid responses to this. There have been two deaths in the United States over the coronavirus, just two out of 350 million people. And I'm afraid that too many of the reactions will be taken out at Chinese restaurants.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty stupid. So what should Gary do with his daughter? How should he educate his daughter in her 20s about the coronavirus so she doesn't keep saying stupid things? 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 688-WALT. Now, Gary, have you done anything else lately that's interesting?
Have I done anything else that's interesting? What I have done that is interesting is I have, now this is not professionally, this is personally, I have been exercising on a regular basis. And for me, Walter, that is interesting because that's like a huge challenge. So what I do is I go to Walmart in the morning. I get the healthiest of all sandwiches that I can from Subway, the healthiest. They got this little chicken thing going now. But before I eat the sandwich, I actually walk for about 45 minutes to an hour in there, usually about 4 days a week. So for me, that's an extraordinary activity, and I feel a little bit better about it. It's helpful. It's helpful. I'll put it to you that way. But I'm just rocked. I'm just rocked with that answer that she gave me, and I'm blaming myself for the way I brought her up to give me that kind of an answer. Really.
Well, you should. Now, the other thing is that I've been thinking about getting Nutrisystem for men. Did you ever try Nutrisystem for men? It seems very appealing.
It does seem appealing. I have not tried it yet, and from what I've read, it does seem appealing. Not tried it yet, though.
Because the last time I tried Nutrisystem, which was in the 70s, the food was okay, but what you don't see on TV is these are insanely tiny portions. They're like dollhouse portions, like you get at American Girl Doll, at the American Girl Doll Diner. That's what you get as this.
Walter, is the Nutrisystem, that's where they send you the prepackaged meals?
Yes, and Marie Osmond, I think, delivers them.
Yes, she she delivers them personally. You know what I can't understand? Now, Nutrisystem is not your sponsor. Is that correct?
I have no sponsors.
All right, you have no sponsors, so I'm safe in saying this. I don't understand how they and I know a lot of people lost weight on this thing, how they ship a meal to the house. You're going to have that meal, and somehow you're going to learn how to eat properly after taking your sandwiches out of a box that you receive in the mail. There must be some kind of a bridge or transformation from normal consumption of food to slicing open a box and eating your meal. I'm still trying to figure that out. I know they got the stats, but I'm still trying to figure that out.
I don't think we're supposed to think about that. I don't think we are either. No, we're supposed to get the box, open it up, and have this thought. Wow, that looks better than I thought it would.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, I think that's it. You get to think, that looks better than I thought it would. Have you bought a house at the Jersey Shore yet?
No, I haven't. I have been looking into rentals. And, you know, the strangest thing, Walter, this year with the corona business, you already have people
The carnival barkers that are on the boardwalk throughout the Jersey Shore with the little amusement games and so forth, they're already concerned about how this may affect their summer business there.
Well, they should. And by the way, Amazon has already pulled over 1 million phony coronavirus preventive products. Over 1 million phony products. Hey, Gary, I want to thank you. I pray for you with your daughter. I hope she comes to her senses soon. I happen to know you're a very good father, so I was just teasing you. Thank you, Gary Arnell, on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. You and I are going to talk about the Netflix series Love is Blind. I want to know where those people were recruited from in the Atlanta area. That's where they came from. Which gym did they come from?
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And right now, a winter storm is organizing with locally heavy snowfall from western Nebraska across Wyoming into northern Colorado and back across Utah. Important to those areas, of course, and important to the rest of us, because that's the genesis of a new spring-like storm that will warm up and generate showers moving very quickly eastward from the lower Mississippi Valley up the Appalachians to some icy precipitation over northern New England. Then a new area of low pressure will develop along the Gulf Coast and keep many of these same areas in the southeast wet and significant travel delays too. Though the immediate east coast tomorrow will be dry, just clouds thickening for showers later, and dry behind the front across the Great Lakes, Dallas will be dry too, up to 71. Nothing on the plains tomorrow, but that changes Tuesday. Isolated showers over the Rockies and cooler, and rain and higher elevation snows Pacific Northwest. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. That gets you to me. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. All right, for our next Florida story, we're in Pinellas County. A guy's driving down the road on the highway, and he looks into the car next to him, and he sees two guys. Look at the middle-aged white guys that kind of look like me in the mugshots here. What caught their attention was one of them literally was shooting up heroin. He was shooting up drugs in his arm. He's not in the passenger seat. This is the guy in the driver's seat. The guy in the driver's seat's kind of leaned over holding the wheel. And a dude that's passing them in the passing lane just kind of looks over and sees this going on. How does that make you feel when you're on your commute, on your way to work? This is happening in the morning. So someone calls the cops. Deputies are luckily pulling these dudes over. It's a 39-year-old Florida man, 28-year-old Florida man. Cops catch up to him, pull him over at a gas station, find of all things, you know, a few other little drugs here. But fentanyl, the guy was shooting up fentanyl on the highway while he's driving. Yeah, the stuff that killed Prince. I think I'm just going to bang that in my arm while I'm rocking 70 miles an hour on the interstate. You will never guess what kind of car this is driving. See, this is the Florida twist on it. You'll never guess. This would be like your 50th guess. He was driving a Jaguar. That's right. I drive a 15-year-old pickup truck. The guy that's banging fentanyl in his arm right before lunch on the interstate, he's driving a late model Jaguar. Go figure that one. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Clearwater, Florida. This is a Florida man who already has prior arrest for possession of cocaine, trafficking of cocaine, marijuana possession, marijuana sale, grand theft auto. Been arrested on 3 times for charges of fleeing police. Been cited 4 times for speeding, 3 times for careless driving, twice for running a stop sign, 7 times for driving with a suspended or invalid driver's license. So on a Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning, what's he doing? He's drag racing. He's in a Camaro, 120 miles an hour, over the Bayside Bridge, pulled over. Deputies find drugs. He's got weed, cocaine, MDMA. This is at 10:45 in the morning on a Wednesday. See, but you could guess what kind of car he was driving. Camaro totally fits the bill. In fact, if I told you, there's a guy with a rap sheet a mile long who's drag racing over a bridge at 10:45 in the morning on a Wednesday, you probably would have guessed Camaro on that one. That's just par for the course for Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
So we go over to the Jacksonville story. For our next story, we go to Jacksonville, Florida, right outside of Jacksonville. A Toyota 4Runner was headed south in the Nassau County area when two horses were standing in the southbound lanes of the highway. Guy hits them both, and the horses end up dying. A Good Samaritan pulled up. It's a married couple recently celebrating their 11th wedding anniversary. Pulled over to help others in need. They were with their 15-year-old daughter. Pulled over to help others in need. Someone swerves to dodge one of the horse carcasses and ends up hitting the wife, killing her. It's a horrible tragedy. And that's the only person that ended up hurting the whole thing? I mean, besides the horses. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our final Florida story, we're going to St. Petersburg, Florida. And I saved the worst for last because we have Father of the Year candidate here. 37-year-old Florida man was trusted at home with his three kids. 4 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old. Oh, that's kind of cute. It's daddy and the kiddos. It's daddy night with the kiddos. But 37-year-old Florida man has other things in mind. He puts the kids down for bed. And after they are in their rooms, but not quite asleep, he decides he's going to leave them alone because 37-year-old Florida man's got to get laid. He's going out to meet a hookup. And you're like, oh, okay, James, child abandonment, 4, 5, 7 years old. I mean, yeah, that's bad, but is that really bad enough to be in Florida stories? Oh, hang on. You think that's the end of the story? He's not just going to go meet some booty call. He's going to go meet a 14-year-old girl for sex. He's been grooming her online. And now, oh, God, sorry, I said anything. Oh, no, you started this. We're going and we're finishing this path together. Because when he shows up to meet the 14-year-old girl for sex, it's not a 14-year-old girl for sex. The local sheriff's department's been running a sting trying to catch pervos. It's one of those Chris Hansen situations. Hey, excuse me, why don't you sit down? Let me ask you a few questions there. Why are you holding a six-pack of beer and where's your pants? So, yes, is that bad enough for you? Is that a good enough finale? Not only is the father abandoning his 4, 5, and 7-year-old, he did it to go have sex with a 14-year-old girl. And if that's not bad enough, turns out it was a cop. Now he's arrested. And that's the Florida version of The Aristocrats. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker. And this is Florida Stories.
It's just you and me, buddy. Here we are in the 18-wheeler, in the cab of the 18-wheeler. It's just us. This is the sweetest time of day to be on the radio because no distractions. The HR lady isn't around. Nobody's going to tell us to pick up our clothes. Nobody's going to tell us to fill out this form. All of the innovations in the world were done by misfits. That's you. People who didn't fit in. People who don't fit in need to invent things, need to make new things. And then you know what happens? You and I invent new things, and then the honey badgers. I am mesmerized by the car vending machine. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it glowing in the night sky. It's about 8 stories high. It has automobiles in it. You pin it a giant coin, a cartoonish coin. Things spin, and out comes a real automobile. There's a company that's actually selling automobiles by telling you to buy a coin. You put it in this machine, it spins, and out comes your car. 8 stories high, glows in the night sky. It's brilliant. I have looked everywhere for who invented that. Who invented it? Because you see, it's a fascinating fact. I won't find the name. It's a fascinating fact because I know exactly why I won't find that name. The person who created that, the car vending machine, one day woke up, said, you know what? We need a machine that vends cars, full-size automobiles. She invented it, drew the design, blah, blah, drew the designs, got patents for it, copyrights for it, did everything that she had to do, presented it to the company, the people who run the company. And they said, this is fantastic. And the minute they said, this is fantastic, she thought she was done. That was her reward. Like Tesla, the minute Westinghouse said, I will buy all of your AC motor patents for $800, he was like, yes, I just want the world to benefit from this. You idiot! You freaking idiot! But that's how the true creative mind works. That the minute it creates something and somebody embraces it and says, yeah, that's great. Thank you for inventing this. They don't think about protecting patents. They don't think about putting a cash register on it for themselves. They don't think about any of that. They just go, wow. They leave and they go have an ice cream sundae. They go, you know, I did such a good job, I'll give myself an ice cream sundae. They don't think what I should do is protect myself so that the millions of dollars that come in after this stay with my family. They never think of that. That's our challenge. Now, who are the honey badgers? Who are the creatures that come in and eat your idea after you didn't protect it? I will tell you who they are in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on Sunday night. You are listening to Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. All right, coming up in just seconds, I've got a lot more for you, and I'll finish that story. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's Sterling on Sunday, hour number three. It's exciting. Sterling on Sunday. Call in now, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is an exciting show. I hope you can keep up. Now, let me tell you, one of the ways I keep up is I'm not in pain anymore. I am not in pain anymore. I used to have terrible joint pain in my thumbs and my fingers and in my feet. I have terrible flat feet. And I put on CBD products, CBD oil, on my joints. And it took the pain away. You want to know when it went away? Immediately. That's what happened for me. Instantly. It went away instantly. That's what happened for me. I got my products from CBDistillery.com. I got it from CBDistillery.com before they were an advertiser. I had never heard of them. I just searched it online. CBD oil, and son of a gun, I went to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com has a wide array of products, not just one little sad bottle of oil or one little stick. No, it's an amazing array of products for every type of pain. Plus, in a wide variety of dosages, from very little to a big dose, depending on your pain and what you need. Isn't that incredible? This is a real company dedicated to extracting products from the hemp plant. Go to CBDistillery.com and then put in the promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter, because where you get your CBD products matters. You don't want to get it from a cart in the mall or from a guy on the street who's also selling incense. You want to get it from CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. I'm Walter Sterling, and forhims is such a great company because they make products for guys, hair products, skin and lotion products, and boner medicine. You take this little blue pill, the generic little blue pill, and you'll get a boner. What a prize and gift that is for your partner. Don't they deserve it? You don't really deserve a boner, but they deserve a boner. Give them the gift of boner. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. And when you do the /Walter business, you get a discount. Is there anything better than that? forhims.com/Walter. Go to the website, forhims.com. Learn about the risks involved. The little blue pill can only be issued by a prescription given to you by a real doctor who will talk to you and determine if it's right for you. forhims.com. Dispensing machine of cars. I've been mesmerized ever since I saw it. Eight-story high structure, transparent, that holds automobiles. The mechanism spins around, turns around, and then dispenses a car. I was amazed. But then I started to do what talk show hosts do, and I started to look for who invented it. and I could not find the name of the person who invented it. The company, yeah, but not who invented it. And I'll bet you anything, the reason I can't find the name of who invented it is because they made no effort to protect themselves, and they made no effort to gain publicity from it or hold the patents. They were just thrilled when they presented it to a boardroom of people at this company, and everybody said, yes, a car vending machine. We think that's fantastic. We love it. Thank you for your call. And then the person left. Meanwhile, they keep building them, and they're very happy. But the person who invented it, I'm guessing, gets nothing, because their thrill came from somebody in the boardroom saying, that's fantastic. We're very glad you invented this for us. Here's $4. Like when Tesla sold his AC motor patents to Westinghouse for $850 on the premise that, well, gee, George Westinghouse, I'm sorry that you don't have more money, but what I really care about is that the world benefit from my invention. Are you crazy? That's all he cared about. Meanwhile, Thomas Edison was cashing it in. That's the best story in the world. If you get a chance to watch it, The Current Wars, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, The Current Wars, a great story. But I digress. Here's the problem that creative people have always had. They create great things, and they do not know how to make money with it. And then they die broke, and everybody feels very sorry for them and think they're stupid. They're not stupid. What happens is that if you're a misfit, if you don't fit in, if you don't look at our culture as a way to make money, you look at our culture as a way to be ready for it, loved. And if you look to our culture as a way to be loved, you will always stay poor because there's no money there. Over and over and over again, I have seen the best ideas presented and stolen. Presented by honey badgers, presented to honey badgers. Nice person, an artist, somebody who does crayons, arts and crafts, crayons. They come in, they present the idea, and then the honey badgers. You know what the honey badgers are, right? These are animals in the wild who wait for another animal to build a nest, lay the eggs, the babies hatch successfully, they wait for the success, and then they go and kill the animal that made the nest, eat the eggs, eat the babies, and sit in the nest. And eat the storage of food that animal has gathered. That's a honey badger. A honey badger don't care. Look online for a video about honey badgers and you'll see it. There are corporate honey badgers everywhere. I have faced all of them. It took me a long time to get smart about them because I thought we were all on the same team. I thought, well, my paycheck says the same as yours. We must all be getting along. I was such an idiot. Oh, was I an idiot. I know one guy who I had worked with who has made over $100 million. And in my opinion, he was a honey badger. He couldn't make any of the things that the company sells, but boy, he dove in and stole credit, took credit. But I've known them at every company I've ever worked at. I have no resentment because in any situation, there are ways I could have been smarter. There are ways you could have been smarter. But it's amazing, isn't it?
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Bill White at KFBK, Sacramento.
Who do you think this is?
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw. And maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
Oh, the poor thing. She had to ask people to go out with her. All right. On your smartphone, do you have apps that you're embarrassed about? Now, think about it. If you look at your cell phone, do you have apps that actually kind of embarrass you? That you're like, I don't want anyone to see that I have this app.
I'm not quite sure if there's any Speedway gas stations in your area, but their new rewards, Speedy Rewards card is amazing. I've gotten so many points by just visiting stores. The cool thing is that a lot of the Speedway gas stations have Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my gosh. Gas and Dunkin' Donuts. Nirvana. And I'm looking at my smartphone and I'm like, you know what? I have a Speedway app. And I have a Sheetz app, gas stations. I'm like, why do I have these apps? And then I posted on Facebook, I said, do you have a Speedway app? It's a gas station chain in the Midwest. Do you have a Speedway app? Keith Mortensen, who drives an 18-wheeler for UPS, he put up that he has like 680,000 points. I thought I was doing well with 6,800 points. Someone else put up, and I don't believe them, that they have 1 million points. Do you have an app that you're embarrassed about, that you don't want somebody to know you have on a first date? I'm not talking about Grindr and Tinder, but like a retail business, like, why did I download this app? The Speedway app, as best I can tell, if I get 1,000 points, which is a lot of points, I get a free cup of coffee. That's it. I have never been able to make the Sheetz app work. I can't. Every time I try it, it doesn't work. Oh, you don't have the right version. But it's amazing some of the apps that I have downloaded, and now that I have them, I don't feel good about myself. Do you have apps that you're embarrassed about, and why? That's a good talk show host question. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Look who's here tonight. John Cole is here. We're very lucky. And James Montag is here. Do not call him Jimmy or Montague. James Montag is here. So I'm in pretty good hands, as are you. And we're driving across the country in our big rig, making fun of the four-wheelers. We mock them. My number is 888-688-WALT. Why do I give out my phone number? Because I'm live coast to coast on KUFO, Real Talk 910. And Florida Man 660 in Orlando, Florida, which has the good sense to run this show all night. That's the way this show should run. It should run all night. Because James Cardacci, who's driving an Uber in Orlando, trying to get into gated communities right now, is listening to this powerful and important show, which is also run on Michael Ewing's radio station in Florida. It's amazing, isn't it? All right, here's my number once more, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. This is the start of meteorological spring, March 1st through May 31st. The astronomical spring, of course, starts with the spring equinox on March 19th. But now, us weather geeks really kick in the extra energy to prepare for more volatile weather ahead. And yeah, I know, we never really had any real winter this year either. Now, this week, our weekly storm will ride farther south along the Gulf Coast before turning up the eastern seaboard. And that track means our first round of spring storms. Severe weather expected Tuesday in Texas, even isolated tornadoes. Right along the Gulf Coast then on Wednesday, over the Carolinas Thursday, and over New England catching some new cold air on Friday. Then Saturday, the next system hits rain SoCal snow from the Redwoods northward and moving inland to Idaho and Montana. Yep, things are really starting to get busy now. So make sure you have a trusted source for weather information. And you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Charlie Green, Ann Knupp, Rebecca Canner, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, and John Kelly. John Kelly is not in this country. John, would you call in? Because you have valuable information. Ken Forbes, Georgianne Brown, these are my Midnight Misfits. We are all together here. We don't fit in. Nobody wants to deal with us. But that's because we're just a little sharper than the rest of them. Lee, listening to the great KDKA in Pittsburgh. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. I wanted to talk about the app on the phones and the cards.
The what?
The apps on the phone.
Oh, I thought you said... Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought you said the tap on the phone. So, yes, I was talking about the fact that I have embarrassing apps, apps that I have no idea why I downloaded them. How about you?
I regret downloading them simply because I'm not computer savvy. I never took computers in school, so. And by the time you learn it, they change it. Meanwhile, you're able to use your mobile number to enter your card, your item in there, rather than having to look it up on the phone based on the connection you have, whatnot.
Is there one in particular that disturbs you?
Most all of them. The other day I used one at 7-Eleven. By the time I hit the door, I already had a notification asking me to rate my visit.
I'm like... They're always asking me now, you're right, progressively so, asking us to rate our visit. Don't they have better regional managers? Don't they have Dunder Mifflin regional managers to keep track of these things? Do I have to run their business too?
I'd like to and make their money. Have you ever tried to figure out who is the manager?
You're not allowed to meet the manager because they're out to lunch.
Figuratively and literally.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for listening to my show.
I'm one of your Midnight Misfits. I drive Pedal Courier from midnight to 8.
Where do you do that? In Pittsburgh? Are you in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we do a radius of 50-60 miles out of Pittsburgh.
Wow.
One of the major health networks.
Well, I respect you, and I respect the fact that you're working all night because that's the best time to work.
Yes, it is. All right,
thanks,
enjoy.
My friend. Thank you. Alex in Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I was talking about the apps as well.
Have you downloaded a stupid app that you regret?
Oh, God, yes. I have downloaded this app called Army Men Strike. I downloaded it about 2 or 3 years ago. And some people may remember the commercials with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't download it at that point. I downloaded it a while later. Anyhow, it's just one of those terrible money grab apps. And I am so embarrassed just at the amount of money that I spent on it before I finally stopped playing a few weeks ago. And when I say I spent a ridiculous amount of money, I've never brought in more than $40,000 a year.
Right.
I've probably spent $10,000+ on this game.
Oh.
And that all the while I've had, you know, been struggling to pay bills and everything else. It's not like I'm well off. And, you know, I just put myself in such a worse financial situation. I just really want to warn anyone else listening to this against downloading anything like that. Because it is god awful. Just don't. If it's considered a strategy game, then what it really means is you're just going to dump money into it, or you're not going to get anywhere with it.
Right. The strategy is to take your money.
Exactly. That is the strategy, and the strategy for you to play it is to spend more money than the guy next to you, and that's all it really boils down to. I mean, yeah, there's a degree of strategy of, you know, if you spend money in the right way, then someone else who spent the same amount of money might be weaker than you. But at the end of the day, no, if you're not coming out of your pocket, then you're not getting anywhere.
Alex, thank you very much.
Having spent,
go Go ahead.
Almost $10,000 on this game, if not more. I have no idea, really, because it's all nickel and dime.
But that's the, that's
right now, I'm trying
right, that's
to
the trick.
Maybe 250.
Right. Thank you for the call. That's the trick, isn't it? That they, well, it's only a quarter here and 50 cents here. And, you know, what's the big deal about 50 cents or even a dollar? And then you're screwed. I appreciate the call, Alex. Thank you very much. We're talking about apps that you've downloaded to your phone that you deeply and profoundly either regret or just embarrassed about. I'm embarrassed by all of the gas station apps that I have. I have Speedway. And, you know, by spending $200, I get a free cup of coffee. Or Sheets, which I have yet to get to work. These are not evil companies. I'm the idiot. 888-688-WALT. Apps that you regret downloading. 888-688-WALT. Steve in Baltimore. Hi, Steve. What? Oh, he hung up. That was a mistake, Steve. You have ruined your life by hanging up on me. Because you didn't get a chance to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement.
I think that American men are a little more confident, as we just saw. And maybe they'll be like, you know, hey, you want to go out with me? And then in England, I think it's a bit more like the girls have to say, excuse me, would you like to go out with me?
Dumb apps that you've downloaded to your smartphone. I regret all of the gasoline station, all the gas station apps. Like, what? Why would I do that? Why would I give them all that information? And then I get the privilege of pumping the gas. What the hell happened with that? For years, I had a choice of full or self, right? You went to a gas station, there were full-service tanks, and there were self-serve tanks. Now, I never run into a full-serve except in New Jersey. In New Jersey, by law, you cannot pump your own gas. I would say that marks, that is the demarker of civilization. If you pump your own gas and have no choice except to pump your own gas, you're in a primitive society. If there's a way to get gas other than to pump it yourself, then you're in a civilized society. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. You're at work, and you get a call from your kid saying, I hear something outside. I'm scared. What do I do? Whoa, but you're at work. What you want most in life is to keep your kid safe. Now you can do it easily with Blink Home Security System. The Blink Home Security System is not a wire. It's not a bunch of wires. It's a no-wire security system that lets you put cameras wherever you want, and then they connect over the internet to an app, and the app is on your phone, which happens to be in your pocket. So when your kid says, gee, I hear somebody outside right now, you take the phone out of your pocket, you look at the Blink app, and you can see every single Blink camera, and you can see what the Blink cameras see. Now think about that. All of a sudden, you can say to your kid, no, there's nobody at the front door. There's nobody at the back door. There's nobody at the window. No one's going through the garage. No one going into the basement. Go back to sleep. You're fine. Think about that. BLINK. Blink cameras keep your family safe wherever you are. And no need for wires. There are no wires. There's no central office. The central office is on your smartphone. Now, here's the cool part. With the Blink XT2, you can talk to whatever is in front of that camera. That's right. There's a little speaker in the camera, and you go, get away from the garbage cans, or get away from my package, or get out of here. Say whatever you want to them. These are wire-free. They set up fast. They run on batteries. The system start at $79.99. You thought I was going to say much more. The system start at $79.99. Go to blinkprotect.com/Walter. Blinkprotect.com/Walter. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. All right. During the week, you and I must stay in touch. And the way we do it with a podcast. Now, I find podcasts offensive. The very idea of a podcast, I find it to be offensive. Until somebody pointed out to me, you know, Walter, you could stay in touch with your listener by sharing information and ideas during the week. Every Wednesday afternoon, we drop a new podcast. They're called Midnight Misfits, M-I-D-N-I-T-E. That's right, I misspelled it because we don't fit in. Why would I spell it correctly if we fit in? Midnight Misfits. The latest one that just dropped is about my visit to Spotify. As an executive, I went and visited Spotify, and it was the most amazing experience I've had as an executive. I have no idea how they could spend this much money, but that's just my opinion. Jim Kelly, Eric Ferguson, Bill White, Eddie Valdez, Jennifer Hayden, where's my buddy, D. Wells, Beryl Kravitz, these are the Midnight Misfits. We don't fit in. The prettiest name ever, Marion Jewel Riley. Is that a name? Marion Jewel Riley. Go to the website, waltermsterling.com. And go to the Midnight Misfit section. And there you will see what it takes to qualify to become a member of the Midnight Misfits. It's free, but you have to qualify. Then give us your email, and we will. And then you can download the Midnight Misfit membership card. It's beautiful. It's in color, and it lists exactly what you get to do and not to do. And it will give you the decoder card. And then, usually once a week, I give out a secret message, and then you can decode it. For example, here's this week's secret message. Are you ready? But you have to be able to decode it. In order. Here you go. What should we do? Should we have a bed for this? Let me find a bed. No, really, I had a bed. I don't want to play that. No, I got to find the right one. I know this is tight, isn't it? What's this? Red carpet. Well, anyway, it's weird I can't find it. Anyway, the letter C, U, hashtag, N as in Nancy, 9, 8, 7. N is a Nancy, K, Z, and exclamation mark. Get your Midnight Misfit decoder card at the Walter M. Sterling website. C, U, hashtag N, 987, N, K, Z, exclamation mark. During the week, I put up a podcast. And the podcast is easy. It's less than 20 minutes, and I tell a story. It's a story that I can't tell on the radio. For whatever reason, I can't tell it on the radio. But I get to tell it with you on this podcast. You can get it at Apple iTunes, radio.com, iHeartMedia, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Amazon is banning more than 1 million fake coronavirus products. A generic box of face masks. Amazon yanked more than 1 million fake and overpriced coronavirus products from its online marketplace in an effort to stop sellers from profiteering off fear. Overpriced surgical masks and quickie cures are some of the tens of thousands, can you imagine, of listings that have been weeded out in recent weeks by Amazon. Thank you, Amazon, because usually I could do without you with your nonsense. But here's the thing. The odds of you getting sick out of 350 million people, as long as you and I take the most basic precautions, are pretty good. We're not going to get sick. Basic precautions. What I was more curious about is, oh my gosh, the stock market dropped over 3,000 points in the past week. Over 3,000 points in the past week. And you know what our expert, Jared Dillian, says? He says it's not because of the coronavirus. It's because of Bernie Sanders. He says many Wall Street types are very nervous about the possibility that Bernie Sanders' candidacy is getting a stronghold, that he's getting traction. That's what's scaring them. The possibility that either a socialist or a more socialist agenda is going to get into the White House is scaring the heck out of them. Isn't that amazing? That's the deal. Now, what else did I have to tell you? Oh, yeah, next week, I'm going to share with you interesting information. I thought when somebody's cremated that they're, it's like a bread oven. I thought it was like a bread oven, and I was very wrong. It is a very different process, and how a person is cremated today is, it's way different than anything I ever imagined, and I'll share that with you next week. Doesn't that sound like fascinating stuff? I thought it did. And then I'm going to share with you next week the worst retail experience possible. Every now and then I go for months without renting a car. And then I go to rent a car, and then I remember what a horrible experience it is. Just what a horrible experience it is. This is one of the few things in our culture, in our retail economy, that gets worse over time. Renting a car gets worse over time. Doesn't get better. They haven't come up with better systems. No way to make it go faster, easier, make it simpler. It's worse. When I first started traveling for business, it was pretty clear cut. Now it is assumed you're guilty, guilty, guilty until that car is back. And let me give you a tip. I've mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again. Never, ever, ever use their Easy Pass tag, because 3 or 4 months later, you will get a charge on your credit card that says $50, $50 even, and it's from Phoenix, Arizona. It does not say what it is. It just says $50. Maybe it'll say the name of the rent-a-car company, but not always. It'll say, like, administrative charge. It'd be $50. It turns out that all these rent-a-car companies that are using those Easy Passes that are in the car, they override it with $50. They get a $50 surcharge on it, but you don't get hit with it when you return the car, because they know you'll get ticked off. You get hit with it 3 months later, 4 months later. But that's not my story. My story is much worse than that. It was a horrible experience. But then, like commercial banks, cell phones, anytime I rent a car, it's not a good experience. How about you? Let's stay in touch. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered, because it's just the right thing to do. And I see that Pete Buttigieg pulled out of the race. And that's too bad, because although I didn't agree with 90% of the things he said, he was a good guy. Like, we haven't had a lot of good guys in these races. He is just like a good guy and a brave guy, because of the fact that he is gay and a married gay man. I took a certain amount of courage, and I respect him for that courage. How about you? I respect him for that. That wasn't easy to do. I respect the other candidates for it's just not an issue. It was just not an issue, and that's fantastic. So we've made a fraction of an inch of improvement in our culture. Are you enjoying this show? Oh, my God, I love doing this. Why can't I do this every night? I don't know. Remember, the greatest gift you can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.